For the sixth straight year, the Plaza Theater will be home to the Plaza Classic Film Festival in downtown El Paso, with over 100 film screenings, special events, concerts, guest appearances, and an art exhibition. This year's festival earns its claim as the world's largest classic film festival. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Running 11 days from August the 1st to the 11th, the Plaza Classic Film Festival kicks off its opening night with festival guest star Rita Moreno and a screening of West Side Story. Joining me to discuss this year's festival is Eric Pearson, president of the El Paso Community Foundation, producer of the Plaza Classic Film Festival. Good morning, Eric. Good
morning, Mr. Horak.
Good to see you. We're both running, I know, very fast, so thanks for coming in 2 weeks out. We're on a good glide path, I think, for another great festival.
Exciting.
Yeah, I was thinking driving in that many cities create film festivals in the hopes that they will become somewhat economic drivers for the city. And I think the Plaza Classic Film Festival is actually on the verge of proving that potential.
Well, we feel like there's probably about $1.5 million of positive economic impact that it has on the city, even though many of the folks that come down are from El Paso. And I think that's part of the allure of the Plaza Classic Film Festival, that it really is a way democratically for everybody to enjoy El Paso's downtown, the heart of the city, and what was rated last year as number 31 of the top 100 performing arts facilities in the country in the Plaza Theater.
I think it's amazing. You know, when I travel to film festivals and talk to other people who have helped create big film festivals, usually a film festival doesn't get big until it begins to attract a lot of out-of-town attention. And one of the amazing things that I think El Pasoans can take great pride in is that from the get-go, this festival has been huge, and huge thanks to the support of the local community, which is really rare in festival world.
Yeah, and it was good on a regional scale right away, too. We saw people from all over the country. I think we did a good job to pat ourselves on the back, Chuck, of really marketing it outside El Paso. And, you know, I think that what we're going to see this year, as we collect zip codes from all the ticket buyers, we're going to see really quantitative proof of that positive force regionally. We know that a couple of years ago that 30% of our out-of-town audience comes from Austin, you know, the place where they claim
big
to have
supporters.
Everything. So I'm glad to see that we're on scale with places in Texas, at least, that claim to be arts centers. We're definitely putting our name on the map.
Well, this year's festival is as big or bigger than it's ever been, and really there's more to it than we can talk about in 15 minutes. So I do want to send people to the website, plazaclassic.com, where they can spend hours perusing all of the films and events coming up. But the festival kicks off with a big film, West Side Story, opening night. Rita Moreno, who has been to the Plaza Theater before.
Lovely person. She actually helped save the Plaza Theater from the wrecking ball when the foundation had to raise $1 million in 6 weeks. She did a performance, and you know, she put up with a rainy night, a cold January night in a trailer across the street from the Plaza because it was just a decrepit old place. She came back exactly 20 years later to a beautifully restored performing arts facility, and it was great. I got to spend the week with her when she did rehearsals, and just such a lovely person. So this is a sort of homecoming for her, and we're really happy to be able to do that in conjunction with the film festival and her Oscar award-winning performance in West Side Story, and also a book signing that's open to the public. And that'll be Friday, August 2nd at 4:30 p.m. in the Foundation Room at the El Paso Community Foundation offices.
And another one on Saturday the 3rd at 1 o'clock.
In the afternoon, yeah. And so just the opportunity for us to interact with her in a really positive way. You can pick up a memento. I think Barnes & Noble is selling the books for $29.18, if I'm correct.
I think that includes tax, too.
Yeah, you can pick one up and have her sign it and have a little repartee with a Tony, Grammy, Emmy, and Oscar award-winning performer.
Amazing. We'll also be screening The Four Seasons as well, which was her personal choice. I sent her a long list of other films that we might screen while she was here, and that was not on the list, and she picked The Four Seasons. So I'm really interested to hear what she has to say about that. It was an Alan Alda written, directed, and starring film.
Yeah, it's a great ensemble cast of folks that meet during seasonal vacations and kind of the ins and outs of relationships.
Carol Burnett's
really,
in it.
Really great movie, and I guess it was from the 70s, right?
Yeah, early 80s, actually. But is really for adults. Not that it's adult-oriented, but it's about, you know, people middle-aged, which you hardly see in films anymore.
That's right.
Rita Moreno is one of a number of guests, though, that will be spotlit during this year's festival. I know we've got Angela Cartwright coming for The Sound of Music, which should be a huge night.
Yeah, and she was 13 going on 14 in that movie.
Something like that.
Not 16 going on 17.
She's probably older playing younger, but we're going to hear all about the ins and outs of perhaps one of the most favored films of most film fans. The other thing that really interesting is we're going to anchor the festival in its final weekend with a true Hollywood icon, Margaret O'Brien, who for I think 3 years running in the 40s was MGM's top star. She made a huge amount of money, and she was a child star. She was sort of like with Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, you know, came up from a very young age and delightful on-screen persona. And,
well, and she was in the Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland. And
that's
what a
right.
great movie.
Meet Me in St. Louis, and we'll also be showing The Secret Garden. One of the things I love about the Plaza Classic Film Festival is that it's not just classic films. From the inception, we've celebrated the work of our regional filmmakers who are making contemporary independent films right here in our midst, and it's a great way to take some of the audiences that are coming down for the big classic films and divert some of them to see that there's some really fine work being done right in our midst.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's interesting about this year is the way we marketed the film festival with three young filmmakers mm-hmm. who just graduated Coronado High School. They did the TV commercials for the website and for our advertising, but they are just wonderful kids. It's a trio, Carlos Chandler and Brandon Abeta and Skylar Carrion. And they had some movies in the film festival last year. Interrogation 101 was a really right. clever little piece. And so I think the ideal that we're instilling in people is that it's possible to showcase your movies, and so make them. Just go make them. And, you know, Bart Weiss, who is the director mm-hmm. of the Dallas Video Festival, will be helping filmmakers mm-hmm. Learn the ins and outs of making their film from a technical point of view. And that's going to happen on the last day of the festival.
Yeah, it's a brunch and a great presentation from Bart on how to use leverage, if you will, the mobile apps that are out there now for streamlining filmmaking. You have any favorite films in the festival this year?
You know, I honestly, one of my favorite things is to hear Walt Stroni play mm-hmm. and score silent films. If you'll recall, we did the Phantom a couple of years ago, and it really does transport you back in time. You're in a 1930 theater watching a 1929 film with a 1930 organ, and mm-hmm. and if you give up all the fire hazard things and those, it really transports you back in time. And he'll be doing The Thief of Baghdad this year. And that, of course, we're screening two versions of that movie, mm-hmm. One from 1940 and the other is the original. And there's another silent film that...
Yeah, Sunrise, Song of Two Humans, which is an extraordinary film, really on the very end of the silent period, 1927, and it actually shared what would have been today a Best Picture Oscar, the very first Best Picture Oscar with the Paramount film Wings. Back then, they gave the award for, I think it was greatest artistic achievement, to Sunrise, and that was made by a German director, F.W. Murnau, who had just moved to Hollywood, and it's an extraordinary film. Also going to have live music, an amazing Austin band by the name of My Education, who scored a very modern score. It's an 8-piece ensemble that will go along with that. So a memorable, I think you've just hit two of the most memorable things that I think of that are coming up. People always ask me, what should I go see? And I always pick the silent films because...
Well, it's definitely unique. You're not going to see... Yeah. You know, I see a lot of the Cineplexes
like a concert and a movie.
Film, but you're not going to see that anywhere else.
Yeah.
And so the Plaza Classic Film Festival is the place where you can go and experience cinema in its purest form. I mean, you've done a great job of curating a lot of the wonder of movies during a period of time when movies were being made for the sake of it and not to serve as vehicles for the latest pop star.
And, of course, we've got a lot of other big films, Dirty Harry, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, The Graduate, Ben-Hur, perhaps one of the biggest movies ever made. It's almost 4 hours long and is going to look beautiful. It was just restored. But one of the things I love about the festival is sort of the off-the-beaten-path films that we also sprinkle in there. And so there's a lot of that. If people look up on the online the Rediscovery series, there's a lot of treasures there that have been underseen and underappreciated. But one of the nice things is seeing multiple generations of families come down. We have a lot of family fare. A lot of these films are perfectly acceptable for all members of the family. And the sense that the Plaza is being reintroduced to new generations.
Absolutely. You know, it's my connection to my father and my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up hearing stories about going to the Plaza and going to see movies. And I think movies are a big part of what we do now. You know, the film festival has taken off in a way that makes it easy for people to access the theater and go back in time and share some of the memories that their parents and grandparents had. And that's such an important part of the fabric of our community. It really builds community around a place. And in a time in our history that we're so mobile and so connected to our, you know, 3-inch screen, it's amazing to go and look on a 48-inch screen with 2,000 people, something that is a piece of media history. And really the essence of what it is to be part of a family and part of a place. And that's one of the reasons I love this and one of the reasons I love El Paso.
I think the three legs of the stool that supports the festival are certainly the films that are pulling people out. But the theater itself is such a phenomenal piece of architecture that's a draw. But then just the communal activity of watching movies. We're all so used now to being alone at home, watching on smaller screens many of these films. And there is something that transports you when you're sharing a great classic, sometimes with 1,000, 2,000 other people. That's not something that can be replicated at home.
No, I agree. And one of the other things that I really like about it is the ancillary events outside of the Plaza Theater. You know, you've got a host of outdoor screenings with the Mills Plaza drive-in walk-up movies. We'll have the Arts Festival Plaza concerts and movies and local flavor at the Museum of Art. And, of course, there's a beautiful exhibition of movie art at the El Paso Museum of Art as well that runs really coming up in about a week to
opens August 28th, September. Next Sunday.
I would say that's July 28th, but yeah.
July 28th, you're right. I'm time shifting already.
You need to see a silent film and be transported back a little bit.
Exactly, but the Moving Pictures Art Exhibition will be at the El Paso Museum of Art from July 28th through September 8th, and we thank the museum for their partnership again this year. Tickets on sale now, and festival passes are still going strong.
Yeah, 533-4020 is the foundation offices where you can pick up a pass. It's $200, gets you into everything, including access to sponsor night and all of the special receptions that we have throughout the festival. One of the things about the passes that's great is if you're wearing it, it's yours. So buy one, and if you go to 5 movies, give it to your brother, give it to your sister, give it to someone you know who can wear it and go to another 5 movies. So the value of that is incredible.
And very quickly, the easiest places to park?
Easiest places to park are the Convention Center, which is $5, and Mills Plaza, which is $5 for the day. Mills Plaza is a brand new parking garage, and you can connect right through the Mills building and end up right next door to the Plaza Theater, and the Convention Center is right across the street.
Come early, too, for the organ concerts before all of the big shows. Eric, it's always great to talk to you and have you on the show, and look forward to spending 11 days with you at the Plaza Theater.
Yes, sir. I will shower. I promise.
I've been discussing the upcoming Plaza Classic Film Festival with Eric Pearson, president of the El Paso Community Foundation, the festival's producer. The Plaza Classic Film Festival will kick off August 1st and run through August 11th with more than 100 film screenings, concerts, film talks, and an art exhibition. Festival passes are available for just $200 through the festival's website at plazaclassic.com and include entrance to all festival events, including a special reception with festival guest Angela Cartwright before a screening of The Sound of Music. Individual tickets for all screenings are on sale now through the Plaza Theater's box office, and the festival is still enrolling high school students in the Plaza Classic Film Club. Details and sign-up forms are available at plazaclassic.com. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.